This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a spectacular Monday. So here's what we have. The Today Show did something about all this climate change idiocy. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Michelle Obama is the ultimate malcontent. We'll talk about that. We'll get to emails. So much more coming up on the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. One thing I do want to get to before I get to the climate ridiculous thing. One final word on Halloween, because I teased it earlier. I talked about it earlier, how I got the shaft. One of my sons had a bunch of friends. Actually, both of them had friends come over, and they all take off. One of the moms comes over, takes off with Ob to go walk around with the kids. I had to hand out candy alone. For like 2 hours, I'm there alone. The World Series game was on. I had other things I was doing. I was a one-man army. And I brought this up to her when she got back. She didn't seem impressed at all that I had to handle everything by myself. I feel like that deserves some sort of special recognition. But then she brought up laundry and cleaning and what, Chris, what? That's exactly what I said, Chris. I said, can't we just set the plate outside so I can sit here and watch the game and hang out? You can't do that. Just answer I don't understand why, but I would like a little bit more recognition for my heroic efforts. Now, let's talk about something. I've brought this up to you before because I find human nature to be fascinating, the good parts of it and the bad parts of it. But human beings, they don't want to live in a crime-filled place or a dirty place. They simply don't. No, and by the way, that's universal. People don't wake up and say, man, I wish this neighborhood smelled more. You know what we need? You know what we need on that street corner? Some homeless dude peeing on the sidewalk. That would make it better. Nobody walks out their front door and says, gosh, nobody's been stabbed here in a week and it sucks. I just wish someone would get shot. Nobody wants that. And yet, so many places that are supposedly representative of the people are just like that. And of course, right now we're going to discuss America's cities, but it's going to get bigger. We're going to talk about climate stuff too. Why, when nobody wants to live in crime and squalor, do so many people live in crime and squalor? And you know the reason? Human beings, I'm sure this is in order to feel better about themselves, will in their minds block their choices, block marrying their choices with the conditions in which they live. That's the truth. Human beings will go to the polls and vote for him and vote for this and vote for that and vote for that and vote for that. And when the inevitable result of those votes turns out to be crime and squalor, human beings will blame everything but themselves. That's a fact. I don't understand it, but I guess there's probably part of that in all of us. Why are you a little tubby? Well, it's been a stressful month. I've had a lot going on at work. You're being lazy. I'm a little tubby right now. I mean, why? That's totally my fault. I could give you every excuse in the world. I've been traveling. No. It's my fault. A little lazy. Human beings love to divorce their choices from their conditions. They do. You want an amazing, amazing example? This is, I think it's about 2 seconds long. What a soundbite. Mamdani is up for election in New York City. There are articles being printed saying if he gets elected, there's a chance 1 million people will leave New York City. Many of those people, higher earners. So tax dollars going to go away. Place is just going to be a disaster. Listen to this.
I voted for Mamdani.
Do you feel like socialism would work in New York City?
No, not necessarily.
I voted for Mamdani. Do you think socialism will work? Oh, no. No. Mamdani's a fairly open communist. I know he calls himself, by the way, a Democrat socialist, so she has no excuse there. He brags on national television about being a Democrat socialist. This is the most point. Does this not make my point for
me? I voted for Mamdani.
Do you feel like socialism would work in New York City?
No, not necessarily.
But this is how human beings are. I'm going to play you something that's not related at all to New York or Mamdani in a moment. It's the Today Show. But I'm going to bring up something I brought up before. In fact, I had a conversation with someone about it this weekend when I was with my neighbors. It was about a different political subject, but it was along the exact same lines. The Aztecs. Now, I'm singling them out because they're famous, but this applies to many ancient peoples. The Aztecs loved human sacrifice. Loved it. Why? Were they just sadistic monsters? Well, yes, they were sadistic monsters. There's no question. But their religion really is what kind of prompted that. Why did you take so many people up to the top of the temple, tie them down on a stone slab, and then pull out an obsidian knife while they were alive and cut their hearts, still beating, out of their chest? Then you chopped up their bodies and threw it down the temple steps. What? Why? Well, they believed their gods, their various gods, required that human sacrifice, that it was really important for things like rain. You want good crops this year? Do you want success in battle? They believed their gods wanted human sacrifice. They believed it all the way. But you know what's wild? Think about this. Because those were obviously just false gods, demons. Think about this. Think about the year, and you know there had to be several, where you took 10 people up to the top of the temple. You strapped them down. They're screaming, they're crying. You cut their hearts out of their chests and chopped their body up and threw it off the temple. And you did it so you could get good rains that year. And then that year, no rain, total drought. You know what they didn't do after that? They didn't gather together and say, maybe we made this whole weird religion up. Maybe these gods aren't actually real. If they were real, we just sacrificed 10 people for good rain and we got better. But the human mind divorces its conditions from its choices. It just does. You want to hear how extreme this can get when it comes to modern politics? This is from the Today Show. It is something listening to these people twist themselves into knots for their sick, weird religion. Listen to this.
Arctic air is contained by this polar vortex.
This is the weatherman, by the way.
Arctic air is contained by this polar vortex. It keeps it up there in the Arctic. However, as the planet is warming, climate change has actually caused significant warming up into the Arctic. So as that warm air comes up into the Arctic, that weakens the polar vortex, that boundary, and it allows that cold air to move south. And that is why climate change, global planet warming, actually allows some parts of the country to be colder than usual.
Do I even have to add anything to it? Global warming, that's the reason it's colder than normal where you live. How married to your sick religion do you have to be when you wake up and you're getting record lows after record lows, just like those Aztecs? You never take a moment and look and think, what if what I believe is wrong? What if all the evidence staring me in the face tells me what I believe is wrong? No, that can't be it. The reason it's getting colder is because it's getting warmer. You see, it makes sense when you worship a false religion. Freaking bonkers, man. Listen to this again. You want to talk? How could anybody be as evil and sick as the Aztecs? Did you think those people were gone?
Arctic air is contained by the polar vortex. It keeps it up there in the Arctic. However, as the planet is warming, climate change has actually caused significant warming up into the Arctic. So as that warm air comes up into the Arctic, that weakens the polar vortex, that boundary, and it allows that cold air to move south. And that is why climate change, global planet warming, actually allows some parts of the country to be colder than usual.
Have I told you about Relief Factor? You know, speaking of conventional wisdom tells you that you have to live with that chronic pain. That, look, hey, your shoulder's always going to hurt. It's always going to bother you, that knee, your neck, your head, your back. Just, it's always going to be there. And if you want to fix it, it's got to be temporary. Just go grab that pill bottle. You'll be fine in a little while, for a few hours anyway. That's conventional wisdom. Relief Factor is changing all that. Relief Factor has a unique formula of natural ingredients. What do? They support your body's natural response to inflammation. Your body is trying to get rid of that pain. It just needs a little help. Give it the help it needs. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's get to some of those now. Hey, Jesse, for years it was cool, quote, to claim that you were socially liberal but fiscally conservative. It now seems that the right is moving towards a socially conservative but fiscally liberal position. I'd like both, so on and so forth. Is this just a step towards actually becoming a conservative party, or is that a pipe dream? So let me explain what is happening right now, because this is something that's not just happening now. In the coming years, you are going to experience this, and I am going to experience this. And because we are involved, you're involved, I'm involved, we will have some say, but I also want to stress that you cannot fight the ocean, that there are things, larger societal things that happen that make other things inevitable. So let's address what I'm talking about. The right has for decades, at least two or three decades, the right has been much more of an interventionist party. We would be the one that would go and justify, we need to invade there. That has been the right. I'm not saying it's been you, but that way of thinking has dominated the Republican Party. And the right has been much more, at least by name, fiscally conservative. We're going to spend less. We're going to cut your taxes. That's what it has been. But parties realign all the time. And they generally realign for two reasons, and both these reasons generally apply. Parties will change, realign is how I'm putting it, they will change based on the mood of the country itself, and they will change based on what the opposing party is doing, because you want to try to provide an answer for that. Those things can be good, and they can be bad. It just completely depends. For instance, Chris, grab it if you don't mind. Josh Hawley. Remember the other day, Josh Hawley, he had some, and again, generally, I like a lot of things Josh Hawley says and does. Sometimes he'll say something really stupid. He said something the other day. Chris already has it. Remember, I made fun of him when he got up and he said this.
Their CEO is getting paid. Let me make sure I get this right. In 2024, Amazon's president earned $40.1 million in total compensation. 40.1. The previous year, he'd earned merely 29.2. I mean, that's an unbelievable. That's great work if you can get it. That's an unbelievable raise. Only problem is, according to their own financial disclosures, Amazon's average worker, average employee worldwide is making $37,181.
We got it. And of course, he was widely mocked and crucified for that position. But let's talk about that position. For most of my life, for most of your life, that was the Democrat. That's a Democrat way of talking. What is this, wealth envy crap? And we're pretending like the factory worker even should make the same as it. What? Why? Why come out and say something like that? Well, remember what we just said? How there are two different factors in this? What the country's going through and what the opposing party is doing? Right now, what the country is going through is people are getting poorer. Middle-class people, because of inflation, because everything is more expensive, middle-class people are being pushed down into poverty, into lower class, economically. That is happening. Maybe it's already happened to you. Maybe you feel it happening to you. People are delaying retirement. Life is getting more expensive. The country's getting poorer. As large quantities of people get poorer, the politicians are going to start speaking two in four poorer people more than they normally would. As the country gets poorer, you want to be Mr. Poor, right? That's one. Two, Democrats themselves. Democrats have completely abandoned the poor. That's how they always tried to sell themselves as the poor. We're for the poor this, we're for the poor that. We're the working class party. We're the poor party. They are so ivory tower elitist now. They have nothing but disdain for people who are on the lower ends of the socioeconomic ladder. They are all in on foreigners. They view foreigners as their main route to power, not the American guy or gal who's living in poor situations. So as the Democrat Party has abandoned working class people, and as the country itself has gotten poorer, the result of that is the GOP, they are going to take on more of an economic populism. It's inevitable. That wasn't a one-off with Hawley. You're seeing Republicans across the country. Trump brought it up. Well, these people need their SNAP benefits, which makes me my head just completely pop off. My blood pressure goes so high. But as parties realign, there's going to be parts of the realignment you love. Oh, good. Finally, we're doing this, or finally, we're not doing that. And there are going to be parts of the realignment you don't like very much. It's how it is. It's how it goes. It's how it's always gone. Parties change. Countries change. Right? Your sheets change. Over time, as you develop class and sophistication, like me, you end up with bamboo sheets from Cozy Earth. And once you get those bamboo sheets, well, you're going to have them forever. Because they also come with the 10-year freaking warranty. For 100 nights. Wrap your mind around this. For 100 nights, they let you try them. 100-night sleep trial. That's so cocky. It's unbelievable. That's me calling it cocky. Hey, take them for 100 nights. Send them back if you don't like them. You're never sending them back. Go ahead and get two sets. We have two sets because you always want them on. If you don't get two sets, you're going to have to wash them, dry them, and put them back on the same day because you'll never sleep in anything else. Black Friday came early at Cozy Earth. Up to 40% off site-wide with the promo code Jesse. CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse. Black Friday is here. I know you want a robe. I know you want everywhere pants. I know you want your face creams. And I know everybody wants some sheets. CozyEarth.com. Promo code Jesse. We mock Michelle Obama. Next.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, if you miss Medal of Honor Monday or talking to Clay Travis or anything else, if you miss anything, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Now, before I get to Michelle Obama, I did want to touch on something because when good things happen in my life, I want to tell you about them. When good things happen in your life, I want to hear about them. I love these emails. Jesse, we're getting married. Jesse, my cancer's in remission. You know, I love these stories. So I have something that can pretty much match that level of joy. Jewish producer Chris and I, when we started out, we had to do our show from a different location up in the Houston area. And close to where we used to do the show, there was this gyro place. You'd never look twice at it driving by, believe me. In fact, you might speed up on the way by. A little rough down there. But there were they were the greatest gyros I think I've ever had outside of New York City. They were that good. They were just sloppy and delicious. Amazing. We left that place, moved on to greener pastures. Now Corey's with us, screwing everything up. And now we have been unable to, after years of searching, find a good gyro place. A new place opened up. We got gyros about an hour ago. Oh boy. We have a new gyro place. And I just wanted to share that with you. That was all. I just wanted to share it with you. When good things happen to me, I like to spread joy around. That's one. And you know what? I'm grateful for that gyro place. Grateful. Gratitude is important, wouldn't you agree? But some people, no matter how many good gyros they eat, no matter how good life is, they're never grateful for anything.
He said, we were all too aware that as a first black couple, we couldn't afford any missteps.
Yeah.
And you also say, as a black woman, I was under a particularly white hot glare. Did you feel that?
For sure. You can't afford to get anything wrong because you didn't get the, at least until the country came to know us, mm-hmm. we didn't get the grace that I think some other families have gotten.
That was Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama was First Lady of the United States of America for 8 years. Do you know what it's like to be First Lady of the United States of America? Do you know you have a staff, private security? When you want to go to Paris, you practically bring an army with you. You don't get a room in a five-star hotel. You get a floor in a five-star hotel. You are the wife of the President of the United States of America. You are by any measure, royalty. And then you leave the White House after 8 years. You are now free of any of the stresses and pressures in the job. And you have tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars thrown at you because of how marketable you are as the First Lady of the United States of America. So you are Michelle Obama, and you came up from the streets of Chicago. And you now live a life, top 20 all time of people who've ever walked the planet. Maybe top 100. I don't know that I want to put a number on it, but I'm just trying to think how many people who've ever lived in the entire history of mankind have lived in the kind of comfort and luxury Michelle Obama lives in. And yet every single time you hear that woman run her big fat mouth, it's about how hard life is, how hard life was, how unfair everything is. Everything sucks. America sucks. Remember what I've told you before. If you are a parent and you're concerned about your child possibly turning into a communist one day, it's a very understandable concern. Look, I have these concerns. I know my boys are a bit hardcore to the right now, but you never know, right? Goes off to college, finds some communist dime. That's how men get broken. Women turn communist in college. Men turn communist when they marry one. You know, I've told you that many times. That's how it goes. If you are concerned about that, I can't make you promises, but I will tell you this. The best vaccine against communism for your children is teaching them to be grateful. Maybe just grateful for a new gyro place. Maybe grateful for having air conditioning, central heating, a car that functions. Do you have a car that functions? Have you ever had a car that broke down all the time? I sure have. To this day, I'm 44 years old. I will still, when we're on the road, look at Ob and I'll say, how nice is it to have a car you know is going to turn on every time? Do you have a functional car? You know, that's something to be grateful for, right? Teach your children gratitude. Gratitude. It's the best vaccine against communism there is. Shadow Warrior, I listen to your show most days, usually in the hope that the fictitious Chris finally speaks. You made a point Friday that the voting age should be raised. I'll go one further. There's absolutely no reason why every American can vote just because they've reached a certain age. I always get yelled at when I say this, so I'll keep saying it because it's 100% true. If you told the founding fathers after they fought to establish this country that everybody who lives to the age of 18 would get to vote, they would not have even bothered fighting the Revolutionary War. They would be so mortified that those were that's how low the standards would get to vote in this country that they would not have even bothered. That it said, you know what, British, just have the friggin' place. Give us the Stamp Act, the sugar tax, just give us the whole thing. We'll just deal with it. But you're not allowed to talk like that if you're in politics now. You're not allowed to actually raise the standard. Nope, if you just live to be 18, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous that turning 18 allows you to vote. Now, that's the system we have in taking away people's votes ain't going to get you very far. Politicians don't get reelected doing that, but that's just bonkers. Almost as bonkers as someone being on welfare for 30 years.
The first thing I did was grab my phone and call, and when I heard $0, my chest went into my throat.
Maggie Aragon has been a SNAP recipient for more than 3 decades. Even with these benefits, she says she also relies on food banks to get enough food.
I have depended on those benefits since the 1990s, and it's detrimental to my life if I don't get them.
I have depended on those benefits since the 1990s. You know what? Speaking of gratitude, how about you have an interview with the local TV reporter that goes something like this? Hey, I know I'm not getting my SNAP benefits right now, but I wanted to say thank you. I wanted to say thank you to the American taxpayer who has subsidized my standard of living for over 30 years. For over 30 years, I have eaten 3 meals a day, and I didn't even pay for them. The American taxpayer got up, put his boots on, went to work, and the government stole his money, and they gave that money to me. For 30 years, I have eaten off the back of the American taxpayer. And while my money may not be coming in now, all I wanted to say was thank you. Thank you, taxpayer. Thank you for all the free meals. Thank you for what you've done. But you and I both know it's laughably ridiculous to ever expect something like that. You don't give interviews like that when you're a dirtball who's been on welfare for 30 freaking years. You give interviews talking about how scary and terrible it is that for once you don't get to leech off your fellow man. That makes me angry. But I'm going to move on so we can do some other things that don't make me angry before. What, Chris? It's fine. It's fine. Blood pressure got up at the end of the show. Look at how calm I am, though. Already calming back down. Calming back down. It makes me calm that ZipRecruiter is out there. You know why? Because employers are suffering today. They suffer from dirtball employees. There are so many goobers in the workforce now. If you're an employer and you have to, maybe you're expanding, maybe you're trying to replace somebody like Chris, where do you begin? ZipRecruiter sifts through the garbage for you. I consider it an employee garbage sorter. They have this powerful matching technology. They don't put 20,000 people in front of you. You don't have time for that. They'll sift through, find the best, and plop them on your desk. 80% of employers find somebody within the first freaking day. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse lets you try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, but we shall return tomorrow. Do not forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So I just can't stand the thing that all politicians do when they're going to run for president. It's so predictable. It's so obvious, but it's almost all of them, Republican and Democrat, almost all of them do the exact same thing. Before I even play it for you, I want you to know something. Gavin Newsom has already hired people for his presidential campaign. He has already crossed the country in the most important battleground states and began setting up a political infrastructure. In the business world, I'll explain it to you this way. Gavin Newsom has already rented out the office space and hired a general manager. Gavin Newsom is already running for president, and everybody with an IQ above 50 or that pays attention at all, they know it. Everyone knows it. So I don't understand why everybody has to lie and do this. It's exhausting.
You've said, as we've discussed, you are considering a run for president, and you've said you'll make a decision about whether to run for president after the midterms.
Yeah, I mean,
Governor, let me ask you, why do you want to be president?
I don't. I'm not suggesting I am. I'm saying, in response to someone talked about it.
Come on. I'll make a decision after the midterms. I don't want to be president. Okay. You know what? I'll let the whole thing play because the whole thing's great.
You've said, as we've discussed, you are considering a run for president. And you've said you'll make a decision about whether to run for president after the midterms.
Yeah, I mean,
Governor, let me ask you, why do you want to be president?
I don't. I'm not suggesting I am. I'm saying, in response to someone talked about it, and I hate when nothing I dislike more than the politician that is, sits there and lies to you. And we all just sit there rolling our eyes going, give me a break.
I am going to tell you how this goes from here. And Chris, I don't even need you to write it down. You can, but it's not like this is some oracle type prediction because you already know what I'm about to say. It's true. Everybody knows that this isn't exactly stepping out on a limb. Straightforward from here, Gavin Newsom is going to continue to do interviews on every television show, radio show, and podcast in the United States of America. He is doing that in large part because he watched Donald Trump kind of break the mold on that in his last presidential campaign. Prior to that, if you're running for president, you interview with ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox News, CNN, and MSNBC. You hit a few big TV networks. Maybe you sit down with the New York Times and you call it a day. Those were kind of the big ones. Donald Trump, an excellent campaigner by any stretch of the word, by any imagination. Donald Trump says, well, that's stupid. There are legions of people who don't listen to that at all. So Donald Trump is on Theo Vaughn, Joe Rogan, while also doing NBC, ABC, CBS. There was no media anywhere Donald Trump would not do. He was sitting down with comedians, sports guys, you name it, Donald Trump was doing it all. Gavin Newsom sat back, watched Donald Trump win not only the Electoral College vote, win the popular vote, and said to himself, okay, there's a formula there. So straightforward from here, Gavin Newsom is going to do every show all the time. You are going to hear a mind-numbing amount of Gavin Newsom audio, including on this show, over the next few years. Then the midterm elections will happen. No matter what happens from there, I'd give it, oh, I don't know, a month, could be a week. There's going to be an announcement. They'll even try to tease it to try to give some kind of anticipation. Gavin Newsom is making an important announcement. Just go ahead and write the whole thing down, Chris, because it's all coming. And then once we get the tease of the important announcement, they'll try to get everybody gathered on their sofas, if people actually do that anymore. And Gavin Newsom is going to give a little speech announcing he's running for president. And cross my heart and hope to die, as part of that speech, he is going to pretend as if he had no intention of running for president. He doesn't want to be president. He just is so scared with the way the country's going, and so many people have begged him to do it. He's just a servant of the people who doesn't feel like running for office at all. But with all these people begging me to save America from J.D. Vance, I have no choice but to step up and grab my sword and fight for the peasants who are demanding a champion. They all do it every time. It's brutal. In fact, I'm going to take this moment and praise Donald Trump, because I think he might be the only one who didn't. Especially when he ran last time, Donald Trump was just like, yeah, I should still be president. I basically am, so I'm going to be again. Screw you if you don't like it. I love that level of honesty. Do we have to do the reluctant champion of the people thing every single time? It's brutal. Pure Talk isn't brutal, though. Talking to an American in customer service, that's not brutal. What is brutal is talking to somebody from some third world dump they hired for 35 cents an hour. He's not even really listening when you talk. He just has these programmed responses because he knows five words of English. You end up screaming into the phone that you want to talk to the manager and hanging up with your blood pressure at 200 over 150. You don't need to live like that. Switch to Pure Talk. Pure Talk will save you money. You don't need Verizon. You don't need AT&T. You don't need T-Mobile. You need to go with the cell phone company who has a Vietnam veteran leading it and who has Americans working in it. Pick up your cell phone and dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Take you 10 minutes. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Pentagon chief visits Korean border the first time in 8 years. I saw Pete Hegseth at the DMZ today. I have this unreasonable fascination with the DMZ. I want to see it. I want to stand in it. I know it's dangerous, but that's part of it too. I want to stand there and feel like I might get shot at any moment if some crazy North Korean loses his mind. I have no idea why I find that appealing. I am who I am. Trump says China's Xi has assured him he won't take action on Taiwan during the Republicans' term. Well, I mean, if Xi says so. Now, in all fairness, he probably won't. He would have done it under Biden. Mike Walls reveals how Trump killed global green tax that would have created the UN climate slush fund at the 11th hour. Do smile about the fact we really did dodge the biggest bullet in the world by not having Dome in the White House. I will see you tomorrow. That's all.